So Minister of Finance Henry Musasizi is unveiling the budget for the financial year 2026-2027 today at the Kololo Ceremonial Grounds. Parliament passed a record 84.3 trillion shillings budget for the next financial year, increasing spending from 72 trillion in the current financial year. Musasizi told Parliament during the passing of the budget previously that it will be financed through domestic revenue of 44.1 trillion shillings. Other sources include domestic borrowing, external project support, domestic refinancing, petroleum revenues, and local government revenues to finance the budget. Of the approved expenditure, 47 trillion has been allocated as discretionary spending, while 37 trillion is classified as statutory expenditure, covering debt servicing, wages, and pensions. Debt servicing alone is projected to consume about 33 trillion shillings of the 84 trillion shillings budget. Here's a look at some of the allocations in the budget. Agro-industrialization has been allocated 2.2 trillion, tourism development 571 billion, mineral-based industrial development including oil and gas is allocated 435 billion, science, technology and innovation including ICT and the creative industry is allocated 1.1 trillion shillings. 2.5 trillion has been allocated to wealth creation programs under the parish development model in yoga and youth initiatives, while the security sector receives 10 trillion shillings to maintain peace and stability.